Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and traffic calming improvements. Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William remains closed for construction staging, while Berry Street at Queen remains closed for construction activity related to 283 Queen. Now getting into your weather report for the rest of the afternoon, expect a mix of sun and cloud after a sunny morning, with southwest winds around 20 kilometers an hour. The afternoon high is 24 degrees with a humidex of 27, making it feel pleasantly warm without being too muggy. The UV index remains high at 7, so be sure to wear some sunscreen. Looking ahead to tonight, skies clear out with a refreshing overnight low of 12 degrees. This has been your quick afternoon news brief. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Shape I'm in. Well, I go out somewhere, then I come home again. A lot of cigarette, 'cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. All my life been watching America. All my life is panic in America. In America. Oh, 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 oh. Yesterday was easy, happiness came and went. I got the movie script, but I don't know what it meant. A lot of cigarette, 'cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that I can believe in. All my life, I'm watching America. All my life, there's panic in America. Oh, 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 there's trouble in America. Oh, 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 there's panic in America. I got the news. Oh, when you get it straight, you stand up, you just can't lose. Give you my confidence, all my faith in life. Don't stand me up, don't let me down. No, I need you tonight to hold me. Say you'll be here.
It is now 1 p.m. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM here in Kingston, Ontario, or CFRC.ca if you're tuning in from anywhere else in the world. My name is Rue. You're listening to The Yellow Brick Road. This is a brand new show. I'm so excited to have you all along. I would normally be wishing you all a good evening here on CFRC, because the Yellow Bridge Road was a show that used to broadcast on Sunday nights from 8 o'clock onwards. And this is our first ever afternoon shift. I'm going to be here with you for the next hour and a half. The Yellow Bridge Road is CFRC's British and Irish music show. I've got an hour and a half of new music, releases, music news, festival coverage, a lot more stuff going on in the UK and Ireland in music. I'm also currently in Toronto, so I get to see a lot of these bands from the UK and Ireland when they come by on tour. And, you know, sometimes we get to interview them. Sometimes it's just Zoom stuff. Sometimes we get to record and mix and bring you their live shows on radio. So I just thought I'd hop on here, introduce myself a little bit. Very long-time listeners of CFRC on Thursdays may remember me. I used to be on Thursday mornings on Indie Wake Up Call with Cindy, and later on the live set, the CFRC live sessions as well. So if you're hearing me after more than a year, hello again. And if we're meeting for the first time, I'm so glad to have you along for the ride. So for the next hour and a half, the idea is we're going to be playing mostly new releases from artists big and small, many emerging names that you may never have heard of before. But I always like to start the show with a bit of a throwback, and what's a better excuse for a throwback than an anniversary? So we kicked off the hour with some music from the band Razorlight, who are a London-based indie rock band. They had a huge debut album in 2004 with their album Up All Night. The songs like Golden Touch made them huge in the UK. They were formed by Johnny Burrell, who was briefly a bassist in The Libertines, about whom he wrote the song Don't Go Back to Dalston on that debut album. And he had quite a reputation for, you know, being a smart mouth, like slagging off other bands in the scene. He had some really good one-liners about Luke Pritchard from The Kooks, and the press ate all that stuff up. But fundamentally, they were incredible musicians as well. Their debut album is a really, really good. I think one of the best indie rock albums of the zeros of that period of sort of UK indie music. But, you know, when you're someone that dishes out, the world is often gonna dish right back at you. And so their second album, 2006 Razorlight, which came out almost 20 years ago now, on the 17th of July in 2006, that album was a slight change in direction from the plucky indie rock of the first album and the early days. And the press really hated that album initially. Ironically, it was much more successful, and, you know, this album got them success in North America, which is why you might recognize the song that I'm playing, America, which, along with songs like In the Morning and Before I Fall to Pieces, are some of their best-known songs this side of the pond. Razorlight 1.0 was heavily the product of the writing partnership between Johnny Burrell and their drummer Andy Burrows. They co-wrote a lot of the second album, including this song America, but then they fell out in 2009 over, I think, Andy's drinking habits, after which he went on to be the drummer in We Are Scientists for a few years, and then he did some amazing soundtrack work. But the key four-piece of Razorlight, the key lineup, finally reunited in 2021. And Johnny and Andy made up again, and they finally felt inspired to write again. And they released an album in 2024 called Planet Nowhere, which has some pretty good songs on it, like Zombie Love, which are really catchy. But the UK public has slowly been rediscovering just how much they loved Razorlight. And so the band have actually dug up an old demo of America, written by Johnny and Andy on tour in the US before their first album. And the ideas and lyrics are a little bit different, but they've released it this week. It's called Lost in America. So if you go find them on, you know, streaming services and all, you can find that version of it and just do a little comparison if you like. But anyway, they're a great band. You know how TV and magazines used to say about bands like Oasis that they make for great copy? Great copy, great headlines, all that stuff. Razorlight made for great copy. They were truly one of the indie sleaze bands of the UK music scene of the zeros. So I played a little bit of America just to start off the show. But we have incredible new music on the show as well. Folks, I have been to see the incredible rock band Muse last week. One of my favorite shows of this year. There is absolutely no one that puts on a live spectacle like Muse do. And I'm not even saying this because they're my favorite band ever. They bring the stage show, the lights, the strobes, the costumes. This tour around, all their stage clothes and instruments are bright red. And this is the scaled down version of the Muse shows. We're expecting them to do an even bigger live production next year around when they come back on tour. But the reason that they're touring right now is that they've just released a new album last last month, their 10th studio album, The Wow Signal. People are calling it the best album Muse have done in 20 years since Black Holes and Revelations. It's a slight return to old influences. It's heavier in many ways. Muse turned to more metal tones and heavy riffs. But it's also one of Matt Bellamy's most personal albums thematically and lyrically. He's known for writing quite abstract and huge themes. And The Wow Signal has those, of course. But personally for him, it's a breakup album. It's a divorce album. And some of the lyricism on that album is really painful and, you know, like raw in places. The songs like Shimmering Scars and Space Debris, that are just some of the rawest and best lyrical songs on the album. But Muse also connect to these higher themes. The album's title comes from a signal that was picked up in space in 1977 that was so strong that the scientific community believed for a while that it was actually like evidence of life forms on other planets sending out signals to communicate and reach out to humans and stuff like that. Like, they were so impressed with it that the scientists kind of circled it and just wrote "Wow" on top of it, which is where the name comes from. But Muse kind of draws parallels from that. He says that as humans, we try and reach out, seek connection, avoid loneliness, and when we have personal crises, we try and reach out and connect with some higher power, he says. Whatever that higher power may be. But that's one of the overarching themes of the album. Muse being Muse, though, there is incredible guitar work on this album. There are riffs that will make you headbang, real intricate work on songs like Hexagons, and just tight, heavy alt rock on songs like Cryogen. Muse are back, baby! And they have not stopped being bombastic, because they wouldn't be Muse if they did that. So they start the album with a 5-minute epic that has like Ennio Morricone-like Western strings that will remind you of Muse's own songs like Knights of Cydonia, and that builds up to what must be Muse's own version of a foreboding Requiem with a choir and banger riffs. So that's obviously the song that I'll be playing for you right now. It's called The Dark Forest. You can find their album and everything at muse.mu. And if anything can possibly follow up a song like that, we'll play a song from Nia Archives' great new album that's just come out. It's called Emotional Junglist. There's a song on it called There Goes My Head. And if you like jungle music mixed with a bit of indie, you will love this. I want to come back and talk more about that album. So let's first jump straight into Muse. This is The Dark Forest on CFRC Radio.
Outlast invitation to
Head by Nia Archives. This is from her album Emotional Junglist, the Manchester jungle artist's second album, follow-up to her debut album Silence is Loud from 2024, which became only the second ever jungle album nominated for the Mercury Prize, which is similar to our Polaris Prize over here in Canada. I mean, the Polaris Prize is based on the Mercury Prize, so they came first. But the first and only other jungle album that's ever been nominated and has won was Ronnie Size's album in, I think, 1996 or 1997. But Nia has a really unique sound because she blends her jungle beats with pretty indie songwriting, and her sense for the dance floor is just immaculate. You may have heard some of her songs like Bayana, which actually went really viral, and you know, I've seen it used to soundtrack all sorts of videos across the internet. I think I even saw it in a car commercial during the World Cup's ads. So, you know, good for her for getting that bag, I guess. But this new album of hers, Emotional Junglist, it's a much more indie album. It was produced by James Ford, who you may have seen doing production for artists like Arctic Monkeys, Fontaines DC, for Blur, and he was also the producer on the recent Help 2 album. So, you know, it's very alt-rock. Many alt-rock artists have worked with James, and Nia has done it too. But she's calling this also a somewhat breakup album. So she was in a pretty public relationship with Conor Deegan, the bassist in the band Fontaines DC, and there's songs like Almost Always and Tender that are just so clearly about it that it just makes me go, oh, girl, Nia! But there's other stuff on the album too. Nia says that she's been listening to Madonna quite a lot, and you can hear those like pop choruses and pop sensibilities on songs like Danger. And then she's got artists like Georgia Smith and Sampha guesting on the album. And other than that, you know, she's got songs like Around the Bend and Boys in Blue, which are just like masterclasses of blending indie with jungle so seamlessly. I actually saw her live in 2024. Ironically, the day before I saw Fontaines DC, and I'd come down to Toronto from Kingston to see that show, and I was there a day early and just, you know, saw that Nia happened to be playing, so I went and I saw her as well. But she puts on such a fun show, and it's just a really good time that you can dance to. And if you want to go find her music, you can actually find a lot of it on her website, niaarchives.com. I'll just explain. I really like providing Bandcamp links, artist website links, merch links, all that kind of stuff on the show, because a lot of the music I play, as you'll see after this set of kind of big music especially, is just like upcoming, emerging, smaller acts that are still, for the most part, quite DIY and very independent. So I just feel that if we're putting you on to these artists, we should also give you guys a chance to maybe like go listen to their other music and go buy their merch and just support them independently in some way or the other, because obviously you've got things like streaming, but they don't really pay artists anything at all. So if you like an artist, you know, I'm just going to be telling you where you can find all these bands separately. And so yeah, if you like them, go support them, because that's what we do here on Campus and Community Radio, isn't it? I'm going to start off with some smaller artists. There's a London four-piece alt-rock band right now called St. Clair, who are on the rise. They've just released their debut EP. It's called Something to Be Said. It is great songwriting, and they really feel like they have something to say in their music. Their songs on the EP, like Gretchen, that just slowly draw you into them. I'm gonna play us a song called Warm, which is very 90s alt rock. It's a bit nostalgic, but their singer has a really great voice and reminds me a bit of like Rufus Wainwright. I'm really digging this band. You spell their name S-A-I-N-T-C-L-A-I-R, and you can find them on, you know, on Instagram and such, and they have a link tree from there that you can follow. Then going further down south in the UK to Cornwall, there's a songwriter called Kitty Crocker who's just made some delightful alt rock, and she has an EP coming out next week. The EP is called It's a Really Weird Time, out on the 31st of July. There's a new single called Feel Like I Can Fly that I'm going to be playing for you. You can find her on Bandcamp, kittycrockermusic.bandcamp.com. And then also on the 31st of July, we have the debut album coming out by the Bristol-based post-punk band Opus Kink. The album's called A Sweet Goodbye, and it is just so good. Dark, delicious post-punk, and you can hear that on their new single, Will It Come For You? This is kind of like horns-led, great, jazzy post-punk, which Bristol has been, as a city, really good at doing lately. There's another band from there called Lice, who put out an album about 2 years ago that was just brilliant, and I feel like we've been waiting for the Opus Kink album for a little while. The band say that they started 9 years ago. I think it was 2017 when they first started to play around Bristol and stuff, and they say it's a dream to finally see the debut album come out. You can find them at opuskink.bandcamp.com. Let's get started off with St. Clair. This is Warm on CFRC Radio.
My cell phone. till there's nothing left. I would, I would.
Will It Come For You. Hello and welcome back to the show, folks. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Rue. If you're just joining us, this is the Yellow Brick Road, our show on new music from the UK and Ireland. And I'm here with you until 2:30, bringing you great new releases. This is from Opus King's upcoming album that's coming out next week called A Sweet Goodbye. We also heard some music from Kitty Crocker from an EP that's coming out as well on the 31st. The song's called Feel Like I Can Fly. And we heard some music from St. Clair called Warm, which just really took me back to that sort of 90s American rock, alt rock kind of scene. Some musician was saying once about the Strokes that their songs sound like you've known them your whole life, even though they're brand new, and that's the best thing about them. And St. Clair have a little bit of that. Like, all these songs sound like, you know, they sound kind of like instant classics. They sound quite timeless in some ways, and I think that's the best thing about them, and I'm really looking forward to what this band goes on to do next. Folks, if you can hear my bed music, if you're into the kind of weird, wonky, you know, kind of slightly left field, funky, angular, microtonal thing going on here, you can probably tell I'm playing a bit of Angine de Poitrine in the background. And so excitingly, I got to see them last week. I did not think this was going to happen, but then they released last minute tickets on the door on face value, and I ran from my house to go see them. So I have seen Angine de Poitrine live, one of, I think, the most anticipated shows of this year, despite the fact that they seem to be playing pretty much everywhere in the country, very, very highly in demand. I mean, it's been quite a week for them, that last week, because they had the one show where they opened for Jack White at the amphitheater to 16,000 people, and then immediately ran over to the Mott Club, which is like 40 minutes away, to do their own headline show. Then they came back the next night, also a sold-out show at the Mott Club once again. Then I think they ran over to do Winnipeg Folk Fest and the Ottawa Blues Fest show that was huge. And then they've done like Hillside Festival in Guelph and everything. And in between that, they had one final third show at the Mott Club, also almost sold out as all the others have been for them. And that's the one where I went and got to see them. And it was one of the most fun shows I've seen this year. You know, the creativity that this band have, the atmosphere that they create at their shows. You know, you would think that it would be kind of fold your arms and stand and just watch the band, and like it would be a very, you know, music nerd convention, which it is, but it's so much more active than you would think it is, because this band really draws you into their world. Firstly, the polka dots are everywhere. You know, their fans come dressed up in polka dots. Some people made their own masks. Some people, you know, wore their best polka dot dresses and everything. And the band obviously have this complete image as well. You've got the polka dots backdrop that they use. They've got their masks. They've got the their guitars are also painted polka dots. The drums have polka dots painted on them. And their guitarist, who calls himself Kunde Poitrine, his guitar knobs are also dice. And the band, you know, really make their music so engaging and so involved. They come on stage, you know, they'll do their little alien greeting, they'll do a couple of stretches, they do the triangle hand sign, and then the crowd does it back to them. And in that moment, just watching everyone do it, it feels kind of like, you know, you really believe for a moment that they're these aliens and that we're just these humans trying our best to connect with them. It feels almost like a little alien greeting, you know, like trying to sign language with them. They do these little dances, their music has this little, like, starting and stopping quality in some places, so you're always on your toes and you're always like fully engaged, paying attention to it. And it's so complex, you know, that it's really incredible the way they're able to make their music work in an almost like fun pop music sense. Like, this is our popular music now, basically, isn't it? Angine de Poitrine are a Billboard topping top 40 band, but the music is so complex. It's in odd time signatures. Their guitarist is twiddling a million knobs with his toes as he's playing and looping things live and, you know, doing all that work with pedals and knobs. But their music is so funky and fun and danceable. And you will have fun at an Angine de Poitrine show because the music is just so catchy and well written and well performed. So, you know, it's been a mad week for them. And I think this is probably the smallest anybody is ever going to see them, because they are coming back and playing shows in Toronto at the end of the year. They're playing like History in November. I don't know. At the moment, there's not a Kingston show yet. But, you know, who knows? They may have shot up so quickly that there might not be a Kingston show. But they're playing to 2,500 people at the end of the year in Toronto. But, you know, it's great. It's been a mad week for them. So many festivals. They seem to be absolutely everywhere. And that's great because I love festival season. This is just me trying to segue into something I want to talk about, folks. Speaking of festivals, there are some friends of ours who are the organizers of Toronto Folk Festival. They'll be joining us on the show just to talk about this festival. It's in its third year now, and I know a lot of CFRC listeners are kind of all over the country in the summertime especially. So if you're out of Kingston, if you're in Toronto or nearby from around the 21st to 23rd of August, it's a cool festival. It's got three stages, lots of outdoor events taking place. It's on Toronto Island. The organizers are friends of mine. We kept running into each other at a bunch of other Toronto festivals earlier this summer. And so, you know, I figured out we'd have them on the show just to tell us about the festival. So that's coming up for you after 2 o'clock. But first, I'm going to play us some new music from an artist called Yasmin Lacey, who I absolutely love. She's a great singer and like jazz composer, jazz musician. She won Jazz FM Singer of the Year for 2026 from the radio station Jazz FM in the UK. And she's just released a summery new single, which is this lovely, lush, jazzy R&B indie thing. It's quite tailor-made for the current heat waves we're seeing both in the UK and here in Canada as well. You can find her work at Yasmin Lacey, spelled YAZMINLACEY.bandcamp.com. And then I've got some energetic rock and roll, a new single from a band called Bilk. The song's called Do You Want It? And it's a great track to just get up and mosh to. And I've seen their music video. I think, guys, they like the band Jet a little bit. But they don't really sound vocally like Jet. So, you know, hold your horses. I'm going to be playing Bilk, Do You Want It? And then lastly, some music from Big Fear, who are an alt-rock band that have just consistently been releasing great singles. They've become one of those bands that I get really excited to see whenever a notification pops up for me that they have a new single, or like I get an email from Bandcamp or whatever. Musically, they kind of remind me of, you know, Garbage, a little bit of Depeche Mode. They've got this cool synth-pop thing, a really throwback 90s alt-rock sound as well sometimes. I also get a little bit of Liz Phair from them occasionally. But this new single is a lot more mellow. It's called Tide of the Evening. And their singer says, I wrote this about turning 30, craving stability and being lonely. That's what their singer and lyricist Alice has said. But I've also seen a few people soundtracking a sobbing Jude Bellingham leading off his England team after they lost to Argentina to this song. So either way works. Find them at bigfear.bandcamp.com. This is Yasmin Lacey first, with Summer Haze on CFRC Radio.
Sat on these concrete steps, I'm watching silhouettes go by. He waved in full effect, the whole of London's rolled outside.
Playback 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
ride of the evening, Big Fear. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to CFRC Radio. We're coming up to the end of our first hour in this new time slot, and I'm really enjoying it, you know, just being on with you guys when the sun is out. I kind of feel like a little bat blinking in the sunlight, kind of blinded by it all, because I've done my show late night for so long that this is quite new to me, but I'm enjoying being back on daytime radio, and I hope you guys are enjoying having me in this slot. It's a, you know, I've got big shoes to fill following up from the incredible Beat Banter, one of my favorite shows on this station. So, you know, they had a great run. I'll miss them, but I hope that I can give you something equally fun to fill your time. We heard some music from Big Fear, from Bilk, and from Yasmin Lacey, all incredible artists. And what you can hear in the background, my bed music, is a new jazz album called New Life by a UK jazz pianist called Raffi Bushman. And you can find his work at Raffi, spelled R-A-F-F-Y, bushman.bandcamp.com. But I'm going to go into something so different from everything else that we've played so far. Now, as you guys know, this is a show on British and Irish music, and I really want you guys to believe that that's not just a kind of London-centric, indie-centric show, because there's such a great variety of music everywhere else in the UK and in Ireland as well. And, you know, so we love to delve into local scenes and stuff like that. I've been doing that on the show. And one kind of scene, one country, nation that has been putting out a lot of really good music within the UK has been Wales. And I'm not just talking about music in English, but also music in the Welsh language. And there's a really cool band called Musog, who are sort of this like six-piece alternative folk collective from Cardiff, and they've just put out a new single which I think has blown my mind consistently over the last 2 weeks. I keep going back and listening to it. But the band's called Musog, and they've released a single called Gododdin, and this is basically them reworking into music the oldest known Welsh poem in existence. And, you know, the way that they've brought it to life and made it this huge epic. It starts off with traditional instruments and the singing. I think the opening lines of the song is just their singer singing the word Anibaniaeth, which means independence in Welsh. And it builds with these guitars and drums to this insane, huge epic. It's one of the best songs I've heard recently. You can find them at Musog Cymru, spell that MWSOGCYMRU.bandcamp.com. The track is called Gododdin, but if you go recently, you will see that it is their latest release. And then I'm going to play us some music from an artist called Tom A. Smith. Now, folks, last year we covered the Mercury Prize when it was happening, and it happened in Newcastle. It was won by local Newcastle lad Sam Fender. And I was saying at the time that just taking this prize outside of London and having a local boy win it, having an artist in Newcastle, you know, touching those great heights and everything, I was saying at the time that this is going to inspire a lot of new talent to come out of Newcastle, and we are really starting to see that already. I mean, I was like, oh, in 5 years' time, you're going to have a lot. You're going to have this explosion of bands coming out of Newcastle, because there'll be kids seeing Sam Fender playing today and they'll be inspired to pick up their guitar and all that. Well, we're already seeing it happening thanks to Sam's win and other things. There's an incredible songwriter called Tom A. Smith, who I can only best describe to you as a Geordie rock and roll Gary Numan. And he's recently put out an EP called Put On A Record, Tommy. And the single I'm going to be playing us is that song, the title of the EP. And it's a single about his recent life, including touring. He's played in America, played South by Southwest recently. He also says he's got a heart condition, which means he's only got half a working heart. And despite that, he rocks out. Unfortunately, he's never